ASU has been working in Maryvale to help residents figure out solutions to the community's challenges as part of the Maryvale One Square Mile initiative. And earlier this week, the university's Watts College of Public Service and Community Solutions hosted a community conversation in Maryvale to hear directly from residents. Jonathan Koppel is the school's dean and facilitated the meeting. He sat down earlier with our co-host, Mark Brody.
What did you hear as far as what the concerns are of residents and maybe some of the changes that they would like to see?
Well, one of the things we heard was an appreciation for our recognition that there's so many good things going on. So lots of people talked about the community activism that's there, the number of people that are engaged, the number of efforts underway organically for people to take ownership of community safety, of community health, of what's happening to kids. And it's a really good reminder that when people say, oh, Maryvale, that's a sick community, hey, wait a second. This is a vibrant, dynamic place with a whole bunch of people who are really invested in the future of their neighborhood. We shouldn't look at it as some forlorn, you know, place where everybody's moping around saying, oh, woe is us. That's not the case.
Do residents have a sense of sort of what that perception of their community is outside?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd say that's a real frustration that there's a focus on the challenges. It's not to say that they don't recognize those challenges, but they don't want to be defined by the deficits. So they recognize those deficits. They're very concerned about the safety challenges, for example, that their children face. So it's all well and fine to have after-school programs and athletics programs and all these things, but if parents don't feel safe with their kids walking around because of crime, or quite frankly, walking around because traffic is moving too fast and they're worried about their kids crossing the street, then they're not going to feel comfortable sending their kids to those after-school programs. And that's the kind of thing that we hear from people.
Well, it sounds like maybe then some of the solutions are some kind of short term, maybe lowering the speed limit on some of the roads going through the neighborhood. But some of them might be more longer term in terms of like reducing crime and some other infrastructure type projects.
Absolutely. And so the whole premise of our engagement in Maryvale is to look at these problems as complex intertwinings of multiple different problems, right? So the problems of traffic fatalities is not just a speeding problem. It's also a design problem of the streets. It's also a reflection of the geography of where businesses are located and where schools are located and how people have to travel. It's also a function of what transportation assets are in the neighborhood. So you take on the immediate, maybe it's speeding, maybe it's traffic lights, maybe it's how long the walk signal is, right? You take on those immediate things, but then you also take on the broader context and see how we can create multiple dimension solutions to complex problems. And that's one of the premises of this, is that these problems don't get solved with one solution. You have to think more holistically.
So what is your role in that? Because you think about, for example, maybe reducing a speed limit or getting a crossing signal a little bit longer, that's not a traditional role for a university to be playing.
Yeah, that's a great question. And we don't think of ourselves as a traditional university unless you're new to Arizona, Mark. we see our role as the Watts College as being a connector of all these different functions, all these different groups who are all trying to do good things. Some of them are governmental, some of them are non-governmental, some of them are school districts, some of them are other parts of ASU that are doing cool things in education or health, or other universities that are doing interesting things. So our job is to be a connector and to help create coordination among these initiatives.
Are you finding that Maryvale residents have specific ideas for how to fix some of the problems they're identifying?
Absolutely. I think, first of all, they have specific ideas about what's broken, and they're not necessarily the same things that an outsider might see as where the problem is. They'll point to things that seem really prosaic, like broken streetlights, and the challenge that broken streetlights create in terms of even just a feeling of unsafeness. And so you hear that from them, or they'll point to things like food deserts and the lack of stores and the reality that for somebody who lives in, you know, in Arcadia or Ahwatukee, and you say, what are you talking about? There's a store a half mile from your house or a mile from your house, to which people in Maryvale say, yeah, that's great if you have a car, but I don't have a car. So how does that work for me when I have to do my shopping at the Circle K that's at the end of my street? It doesn't help me that there's a supermarket a mile away.
Do you find that there is generally consensus on A, what the problems are, and B, what the solutions might be?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's consensus in this community any more than there's consensus in any other community. And I think it depends on the issue, right? I think on some things there's more agreement than on others.
So if there are sort of divergent views of what the biggest challenges to tackle are, how do you go about trying to figure out which ones you're going to take on first?
So partially, what we want to ride is the energy and spirit that's already there. So that's going to be a guiding principle, which is when there's energy and enthusiasm for a particular area, that's where we're going to lean in and try and be a sort of an accelerant. I think there are certain consensus areas that are emerging, even though they're articulated. So I think safety is clearly an issue. I think employment is clearly an issue. One thing that we've learned from studying as much data as we can gather about this area is that there just aren't enough jobs. Most people in Maryvale are working, but they have to leave Maryvale in order to work. Educational attainment is clearly an issue. Over 40% of people in Maryvale don't have a high school degree or equivalent. So certain things really jump out as drivers of other challenges. And I think that's what we're going to try and get started on, but in a realistic way, right? Not saying like, we're going to make it so that everybody in Maryvale graduates from college within 2 years. Well, that's not going to happen. So why do you set yourself up for failure? So we want to be geographically focused, and we want to have objectives that make sense so that people feel like traction is being gained.
All right. That's Jonathan Capel, Dean of the Watts College of Public Service and Community Solutions at ASU. Jonathan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.